Good afternoon. Clouds are dominating the weather across interior New York and New England today, well out ahead of a deep storm that's moving through the western and eventually northern Great Lakes and into southern Canada. A southerly wind flow, despite the cloud cover, will help push temperatures through the 40s and toward the 50-degree mark for daytime highs. Most of the steadiest precipitation has lifted north of us and into Canada. However, scattered rain showers will be common through the afternoon, maybe a couple of short periods of steadier rain and a couple of heavier bursts as upper-level energy pivots through along with this system by sunset tonight. On the backside of the storm, any steady precipitation will wind down this evening and taper off overnight, perhaps even as a few wet snowflakes across the higher terrain. The wind will pick up out of the northwest and become gusty at times over 30, maybe even 40 miles per hour into the early morning hours on Thanksgiving Day. For the daylight hours on Thanksgiving, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with a few passing flurries. It'll be windy and colder than recent days, with highs staying in the lower 40s. A new area of high pressure will build in during the day Thursday, and gradually we'll have more sunshine breaking through. It'll clear out Thursday night, and this will set us up for a dry, sunny Black Friday. High temperatures will be a bit on the cool side, but still pleasant in the upper 30s. Sunny and dry to start the weekend on Saturday, with highs in the lower 30s. The next storm system will approach for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. Right now, it looks like a good chance of snow, perhaps mixed with rain in the valleys Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, with highs in the lower 30s. And depending on the intensity and storm track, some of that snow could continue into Sunday night and Monday morning. We'll dry things out on Tuesday with highs early next week in the lower to mid 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a very active weather pattern will dominate the Thanksgiving week travel period, leading to potential travel impacts across large portions of the central and western United States. The lead storm will deepen as it pushes into the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes today. A broad region of heavy snow potential with this storm will shift from the central plains and upper Mississippi Valley into the upper Great Lakes. Snow totals across portions of these regions are expected to be in the 8 to 12 inch range. In the wake of the storm, as it moves off the New England coast early Thanksgiving Day, strong winds will develop across much of the Northeast, threatening the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City, where winds could gust up to 40 miles per hour. At the same time, another storm is pushing onshore across the Oregon, Northern California coast. This storm will bring damaging winds, heavy mountain snow, and coastal flooding across Oregon and into California. While this storm is likely to weaken today in terms of wind, the heavy snow will continue through the Sierra into Thursday. Snow totals by late on Thanksgiving will likely be in the 2 to 4 foot range through the Sierra. The storm will also bring the potential for heavy rain at lower elevations of California, with a flash flood threat across coastal southern California from San Diego to Los Angeles, especially across recent burn scar regions. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers developing in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy, showers arriving later today in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with rain, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 28. The record high 66 set in 1896 and the record low 8 in 1957. Sunrise this morning is at 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain this evening, tapering off the snow showers overnight tonight. Windy with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, a few showers overnight tonight, windy with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the lower 50s. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, tapering off to snow showers overnight tonight. Windy with lows in the mid-30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the upper 40s. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm this evening. A few showers overnight tonight. Windy with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the upper 40s. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm this evening. A few showers overnight tonight. Windy with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy. A few flurries, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, upper 30s Friday. More sunshine Saturday, lower to mid-30s. A chance of snow or a rain-snow mix on Sunday, lower 30s. Another chance of snow Monday morning, then partly sunny in the mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.